Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You've been chilling with me and Dwight for the past 30 minutes and we have been cruising. We have been telling little stories to break the ice. But you know what it is. You know what time it is. You know. You're chilling with the matriarch on Eagle FM. The time is 20:01. And the date is the 13th of the 4th month, 2022. It is a Wednesday evening, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed to give you what you need. The question is, social responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. We are holding on to our conversation of social responsibility. Good evening.
I love you, Elizabeth.
I love you too, Ndina. Yes, you are present today. Yes, it's the midterm. Probably, maybe after your midterm, maybe after the midterm, we'll go back to our normal long hours. Maybe. Maybe.
Why maybe?
You are very relaxed, man. I don't like it when you guys are too happy.
But we are not. At least these days, we have not been relaxed.
Yes. These days, at least these days, you are very, very... very stressed. I like it. I like the stress.
The stress is not good.
Did you know that most of the most beautiful things created in this world, were created on the pillar of heartbreak?
Yeah, I do.
Probably one day John Walenga was so sad, he decided, radio station. Probably one day he was like, oh, there's nobody that makes me happy or my lighty. You see, probably everything beautiful and amazing was Shakespeare, sadness. Leonardo DiCaprio, sadness. Mona Lisa, sadness. All these things. The greatest poets, sadness. Everything that is amazing in this world is made out of sadness. So if you want to do something phenomenal, you must be sad.
Oh, I have it.
It's the sadness, my dear. Even for you to dedicate yourself to have airtime, sadness. Because usually when you are happy, you can even call in to tell me, yeah, I only have $2, mark me present, bye. Hey, now, my dear, the whole heart is here. Hello, I put on away so that I can maybe try and convince you. Kucha, what's happening? Can you please let me know? Like, what's popping? Yeah.
Yes, the HIV for business is a real struggle.
I'm telling you. Now you're like, I have to, like, ever since she did this, now I have to, the whole weekend, you even went to Okuriangava to your auntie's place. Meme, nandi koshi kutu yoye so you can give me $50. Oyashikano, come on, oh, you pay tax, I can't, oi. At time, small money I get, Eagle FM 9 enjoyments.
For me, I only have that small away for $13, it's enough for the whole week.
You see?
Yeah.
Now you are even putting in like extra minutes onto that thing because I need to call in and actually make my point. I need to convince her to somehow take us back there, especially before school starts again, because I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
All right, social responsibility, Mama.
Okay, social responsibility. I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you ever swiped in a Chinese shop?
No.
But do they allow you to swipe?
No. They don't even have swipe machines or ATM cards or they don't even go to ATM cards. I think they always have to go inside.
That's because they are avoiding those bank charges.
Yes.
Do they give back though?
I don't even think they pay VAT, those people.
Don't.
Because there's a system, right? There's this circle, there's this circular system, right? It's the bank, it's society, it's the government, it's the civil servants, it's the bank, it's the society, it's the civil servants, and then the money goes, the money is supposed to go in rotation, right? Now, when we find people that do not bank and then they do not pay tax as well, then that means there's a cut in the system.
So So exactly. So I don't think these Chinese people are not really interested in participating in social responsibility. All they do is they make tenders, which they are, of course, paid for. And then that's it.
Yeah. Did you know that when Chinese people come here, they have this sense of camaraderie towards their own, right? So if you decide that, me and Dina, I'm going to go to Namibia and I'm going to try and set myself up to avoid poverty and to start my life and all of that, when you land here, you won't go and look for accommodation and rent somewhere. You'll go to Elizabeth's house, right? Because you guys are both Chinese, you go to Elizabeth's house, they'll take care of you. And then them as a community, right, might give you a startup capital for your little business. And then you can pay them back eventually, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they look out for their own, but they are not really here for us.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It's not for us. It's not for us at all.
But is it good?
No, it's terrible. It's terrible because even when you look at the ash that comes from Nampower, I don't know now with this one, I'm speaking under a lot of correction, but there in the grapevines, as I heard the grapevines talking, right? There was a time where basically the Chinese were buying the ash or being given the ash to build these little red bricks, and then they sell it back to us.
At the higher price.
But this is, what is your social responsibility in your community?
I haven't participated in anything ever since I came in India, but back in Broadwentine, we had this community project where we used to clean up informal settlements also. And then I was also one of the blood donors there also. Yeah, and we also engage in this where we used to collect clothes of people that are not fitting. Like we come up with a club or charity club at school. Kids have to donate their old clothes that are not fitting, and then we also give it to the homeless people. Yeah.
All right. I would like for you to actually start with it here. I would like for you to be an active member of the society that you are in, regardless of where it is. You can start with academia, you can start with HTS, you can start with Pioneers Park, you can start with Rocky Crest, you can start with anything that's close to your school.
All right.
Yeah.
I just stay here in Auckland, so I'll start by near.
Yeah, you can even start with Emma Wachenoot, Orban, Auckland High. Yeah, because imagine if the grade sevens could donate their old clothes to grade fives that are less fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And instead of going to give it to the homeless, because there are people within the system that are actually suffering. And it's only that they are schooling there, but everything is a whole struggle, you know? Yeah, so imagine if you start a system whereby the older kids give their clothes to the less fortunate kids that are underneath them, but it's within the school. Like with us at Pioneers Park Primary School, we had lunches that were given to the less fortunate children. And then we had uniforms of the seniors. What you do is when you're going to high school, you can decide to leave your uniform there so that in case one of the children are less fortunate, like they take, like maybe there's a roster, there's a list or an attendance of some sort of for the less fortunate children in the school, right? And they are grade six. So in grade seven, those 10 children that are listed as less fortunate, right? They come and collect uniforms from those that have passed it on.
Yeah, that's what you also used to do.
Yeah.
When I moved from primary to secondary.
Yeah, instead of writing on your shirt.
Yeah.
Where is your shirt now from grade seven? Ah.
From grade seven, my shirt.
Oh, people you'll never see again.
I only have my secondary shirt. My uniform, my full uniform is still there at home.
Yeah.
I don't think my sister is using it because she has her own.
I had my brother's blazer that he had gotten from Kamega, that he had gotten from Nkumo. So I had like a fourth generation blazer.
Wow. That's great.
My dear. Ewaneshe.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the conversation is social responsibility and how many of you guys are actually participating in the social responsibilities of your communities, your country, your nation, your globe, your earth. Good evening.
It's up again.
Mem.
It's a mumana ni nandi na man.
It's a mana. It was only 7 minutes.
It's a mana. Mana muta trapo.
Onawatu. Mbiri watokera po memory ya wanjon simane kon horike.
Onda tokera po omondiri mo klasa.
Omondiri.
Nenondi takivi. Ndi takivi ya mwindo.
A zeno kapereki.
No.
Anga e teti. Ewa, mami, onde kupu manginga present.
Ewa. All right. Kena.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we define social responsibilities, we talk about anthropology, we talk about corporal social responsibilities. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's popping, Tate?
Yeah, you guys are eating up our time of your colleagues.
It's part of the show. It's part of the show. It was part of the show. It was part of the show, Moss. Could you tell a little lightheartedness before I come inside there and hammer them? Because I feel I beat you guys too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's always
So, Tete Gabriel,
yeah.
What are you doing in your society that is a social responsibility? I'm spreading myself thin like butter.
I'm telling you.
I'm raising 20 kids.
I don't know. Even I was starting even in my younger age.
Mm-hmm.
You know when we are in the north,
mm-hmm.
We used to plow. Our neighbors even we plow our neighbors. That makes me waking up like at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. No. You are going to make people think that we are having very large hectares of land in Ovambuland, please. No. Just say from Ombili 4 way till Okuriangava.
What do you used to do, my friend?
Uh-huh.
Now the person who's going to plow,
mm-hmm.
is riding that side.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
So, and again,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to like, maybe somebody needs a brick, like in our neighbor surrounding. Actually, I've been in Burundia for a long one. That's mm-hmm. why now I don't like any more Burundia. I was even doing it for the night price. You know, one day I found out that they are selling for a higher price. I'm not going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, even when it comes to like, you know, that kind of highway.
Mm-hmm. Highway?
This is for
the railway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's where I started dropping that normal. People are getting things that we are just there for come over on the everything. It's where I started giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when it comes to like a society now,
mm-hmm.
where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, my friend, I'm even a board member of what?
The police, the neighborhood watch. Yay!
No. I don't
even want to understand. Hey, what are you board member of?
For soccer?
Oh, no, what? Oh, soccer. Hey! I know where you were a soccer player once upon a time in your past life.
Yeah, I used to play.
No wonder you are so invested in soccer. You never, ever. Not play mention soccer. Soccer is forever there. Kucha, yeah, and even the football. Yeah.
You know better than it. For you to be chosen to represent what region.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the younger age of like maybe you are 16 to go over to go back. You know, even travel before to reach to watch on Antony.
Hey, you were a superstar. My dear, you are a superstar. I was also in the regional team, for netball. My dear, kunuka pehempo. Hey, ochaka, yeah, akulia, ochaka, yeah, akulia, yeah. Oka boba, kombanga, hey, shaka shaka, thu, prakata pa.
You are never talking about when you are talking about the responsibility.
Yeah.
When it comes to social responsibility, you know, even like the last caller was talking about the Chinese. It's true, they don't.
Yeah.
And remember one thing, that those guys are getting
money.
Money.
Real money.
Mula.
Eh? I'm telling you, literally, they don't pay for rent because they live inside the shop.
Eh?
They don't buy food because they are eating their own rice cakes or whatever.
They are even growing their own food.
Eh? No, just imagine, Gabriel. Eh? You're going to the flower shop in Chinatown, right? And you find now that they have roses outside and a chili. Ne? Yeah. Now you're wondering, okay, can I buy this chili? They're like, no, it's not for sale. Kanti, it's their food, man. Kanti, they take in their chili at night to go and cook their things.
And you know what?
Uh-huh.
You know, they get their food. You know what I'm saying? When our government are negotiating with Chinese, how can you call somebody who's competing with somebody who's just starting business?
Yeah.
Then you are calling them the investor.
And we don't have a problem with these investors coming. Just give them social responsibilities. Shashino nye as a government omwa nyengwa. Ndishi? Give the responsibility to somebody else. Your phone is very low.
I'm saying that.
No, I mean, like your battery, your phone is giving warning signs. Or is it SMS is coming?
Ah, it's SMS, man.
My dear, toko ngwa kujan.
Ah, I put my, forget the battery. That's it. Yeah, I'm not getting group again.
My dear. My dear. All right, so what you were saying?
I was saying, you know, ne? I have a problem with people who are coming, like, to come as an investor, but it's a stranger who comes to try to buy.
Yeah.
But now, remember one thing is that we are not only competing in business, but we are also competing when it comes to water.
Yeah.
And the food as well.
Yeah.
That's why we found ourselves, even the service of, like, when it comes like electricity. That's why we found ourselves when things are going up. But at the end of the day, the gap between rich and poor
is so large.
That's why that's also a contributing factor when it comes to this guy.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the demand is so high and the supply is very small.
That's
why we find ourselves within the housing problem.
Yeah.
Those are issues I think we need to address. Whenever investors are coming here, when maybe when come back up a requirement that okay, you're only able, if you don't have a factory or you don't have what, you cannot come to Namibia to just one container and then you will call yourself
an investor. And imagine if we gave Build It, for example, ne? We gave Build It, Onathinge, for example, right? Imagine how big Onathinge would actually build, because now all the supplies that they could ever need for water, for running water, for stand up buildings, for electricity, for everything, ne? They have it within their shop. You understand? If that could be their social responsibilities, we would get very far. Imagine if this scam was given a social responsibility of maybe hosting Katutura, right? Or even just hosting the education sector, right? Then that means no child would need cosmetics even. Because then build it, then this camp would just be giving $1 million worth of cosmetics to all the schools in a specific area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is that we don't address those things because our business people also need to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, you find a person who says everything you want. Maybe what a supermarket in the earlier.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it's staying in, it's waiting in nothing yet.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is buying a kit for that city. Nothing I noticed in the area.
Mm-hmm.
What does it tell you now?
Yeah.
If people who are supporting your business, you look at them down. And what is their government?
Yes.
They are not giving us information how we are going to participate in hydro, whatever this thing is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they are able to take all of these things, and even the Minister of Agriculture, when
exactly. Imagine if it was at all possible, right, that all these investors that are coming in, right, they are given a clause that you have a social responsibility towards certain things that are a need for our country, right? And say now we give spa. Spa, yeah. We give them every single hostel in Namibia. Yeah, every single hostel in Namibia, not the school in itself, but just the hostel, right? And it's not something that you are doing for only this month and next month or only 1 year. You are doing it for life, for as long as your business is operational in this country. This is your social responsibility. So that means every single hostel every month must get a food supply of something. So if you calculate now, maybe $1 million, right? You calculate, okay, you are given Karas region. Right? And then you accommodate all the schools, hostels that are inside there. And then you just divide this $1 million. If we divide it by 20 schools, right? And 50 pupils and whatever, then you do the math. And whatever is left, that is how much you are giving, right? Wouldn't we be better?
It would be better, my friend.
It would be better.
Remember what, that even and also pick and pay something here. It will go like that. That's the way we are doing it. But it's not even our tender premiers, which they are getting tender left and right, which they are taking their responsibility. They are able to fly out and they buy their expensive cars.
Do you know what is embarrassing, Gabriel? Do you know what is embarrassing? Is all these people that claim to be charitable people, right? And they go, they buy a loaf of bread, they go and buy Top Score, they buy a cooking oil, they buy a couple of soups, right? And then they take out their iPhone 13 plus 7 quadruplet, whatever, right? And then it's them taking a selfie with an old lady that hasn't eaten in days. And her grandchildren and parading her face all over social media, telling people that, yeah, giving back to the community. In your eyes, you are pride. You are happy that you are helping, ne? But what you are doing is embarrassing that old woman. It is very embarrassing. Even and they are the same ones that are every Sunday at Hosiana there with their different color suits, and their Range Rovers and all of that. It's them. And the worst part, Gabriel, the worst part about these Christians, ne, is that they don't even apply the same morals and ethics that are taught in the Bible, that what the left hand does, the right should not see. They don't know the concept of giving, because when you are giving, it's not supposed to be paraded.
You cannot blame them because of their things.
They're stupid.
If you say a politician is donating something, then you call all the media.
We are giving to poor people. We are giving to poor people. Look at us. We are giving poor people. Poor people, they need to be given. Huh. I'm like, wow. Must be nice there at Poorville. Huh. All right. Bye, Gabriel.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between parading and truly and genuinely giving a, giving, I almost said giving a D to your community or about your community. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between being charitable and volunteering and donating and doing all those things in silence than you trying to parade and trying to wash away your sins through giving somebody and parading it on social media. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference. It's the same thing that I ask, ne? These people that go around taking videos of elderly people in drunken states, in homeless states, in unethical states, or in embarrassing states, and posting it on social media, what are your intentions? When you are donating to Katutura Hospital. Like personally with me, I've got a movement called the Love Movement. The Love Movement caters to children whose mothers die at birth and any less fortunate person. So we are not aimed, or I am not aimed at only catering to one class, but if I have male things, I will give it to the males. If I have children things, I'll give it to the children. If I have toddler things, I'll give it there. But you will also never hear of the movement because I am not live on Facebook going into maternity ward to look for the most poorest woman and put her on social media. Once upon a time, we went to donate. We went to donate, and then I went and spoke to the sisters in Katutura Hospital maternity, and I asked, do you guys have anybody or a few people that would need us? Because there's a difference there's a difference between walking into a place where people all want new things and walking into a place where you are specific about who you are giving because this person is in need. And there was a lady, she had wrapped her baby in the t-shirt that she was wearing when she came in to deliver. That means her baby didn't have anything, and she herself, she didn't have anything. She didn't even have shoes. You understand? And it was almost time for her to be discharged, and she had no sense of where she was going to go. She had no sense of how she was going to take care of her child, and she seemed distorted in a sense of looking at your child and feeling heartbreak. When you look at your child and you think that I brought you into this world to suffer, you understand? So the sister said she would be a perfect candidate because it's a glimpse of hope for her. Those are the people we give. We didn't take pictures of her. We didn't embarrass her. We didn't do anything. We gave her a little bit of money so that she has taxi money to go home and maybe a little money for a few supplies. We gave her clothes. We gave her nappies. We gave her everything that we had. Good evening.
Praise God. So he will give you more wisdom. I mean, to, you know, they say to do not worry in doing good.
Tatebwana, we have an advertisement break in 5 seconds, but please hold the line.
Thank you, ma.
All right.
Rimonena meumbo ile mongeshefa e akulo lo internet talimbri palele norishi okulinekerwa lo parates parates paife otenje e akulo lo pamakwatafando mamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwediva no shakati nekukupa owa we data osheo e akulo lo network la shiako tereda po parates.africa/na de tolitalele komayakuro de tolitalele komaludi omayakuro avo havaya nje ile usaina pena vo pa online.
All right, Tete B, what's popping?
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So how are you now? Because I've been listening all these days. Thank God I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
So let me start with this one. Mm-hmm. The social responsibility is a very good thing. Mm-hmm. And I think there is, maybe people are not just complying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To some of those registrations, the legal instruments, because every company, even before you, when you submit your whatever, your business model or whatever way you are going to operate, that corporate social responsibility should always come.
Yeah.
I think people are just companies and individuals are not just complying to
this. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's good that we need to put on. You can really be a president, honestly speaking.
I'm telling you. I'm campaigning. This is my campaign. You guys don't know. I started my campaign 20 years early. It's a stepping stone.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
The lesson that we can learn from the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was doing some reading and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So from the Second World War.
Yeah.
This is emerging economy or developing economy.
Uh-huh.
We are also included there.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's a coincidence that we are sort of aligning, have aligned ourselves to these people.
Yeah.
So maybe they understood,
mm-hmm.
like what you were saying, that they have that a common purpose.
Yeah.
They have understood that working together, not going it alone.
Yeah.
It
teamwork makes the dream work.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is the education that we need.
Yeah.
I can tell you and I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, before I go to those things, let me go to the important thing with your discussion with Duel. Hey, I really enjoyed this.
Yes, those are the nice things. Oh, you guys must good. Know.
Oh, I wish he was there so that he could interrupt a little bit.
He's there. Don't give my bosses ideas. You just hear next week, oh Kucha, God. We are co-hosting a show. Don't give my bosses ideas.
You're talking about those subjects that you used to give us three.
It's statistics.
Oh, my God.
Tatebwana. The only reason I actually went to UNAM is because there's no statistics that's compulsory. How?
Me.
Like me ever since I know my mother.
And that Professor Kiang, you know, somebody was working in the company that tests the engine of the aircraft.
Tatebwana, ever since I know my mother, she's at school. Ever since I know my mother, she's in university. Ever since. And imagine, I know my mother for a very long time. I know degree ya ipusheri.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Those who are doing human resource,
mm-hmm.
public administration,
mm-hmm.
you know, management and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they also do a lot, you know, similar subjects.
Yeah.
Economic. This what?
In statistics.
And this statistical method. And we say, this subject, why can't you remove it from here?
Why is it
what
here?
What are we going to
when I was speaking what I wanted to be in life, I was like, please, eliminate mathematics. Anywhere, eliminate mathematics, please. Anything without mathematics, I want it. Just to find out that in law, there's accounting for lawyers. Numbers.
You know
oh.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
That I think that is the reason why we are failing. Maybe it's because there was no grass there.
Yeah. Okangwena.
When you go to Okangwena, but you know, at last, you know, there was a touch tree.
Uh-huh.
There was a stream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where all the new library engineering industry,
uh-huh.
there was a nice bush there.
Uh-huh.
We used to call it a touch tree.
Uh-huh.
It's a touch tree.
If you fall down, you are broken for life. It's over.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Even where they put this yellow bench, you know? They even make you to stab more, to get more angry. Because people are buying, you don't have to buy anything.
At least as at UNAM we could hide. You can go and sit somewhere. You can't even smell the food. Eh?
No, you can't smell the food.
Oy.
But I don't know why they kind of, which is really killing each other. I don't know what's going on there.
My dear, it was very strong there.
Like the last one winner is the trauma. I think it was a Zambian who died in that casino.
In the swimming pool?
The swimming pool.
Mm.
I think there was some kind of I think the government really needed to intervene. Maybe.
No, I think the difficulty with the swimming pool was leisure center. Leisure center sells alcohol. When you are drunk and intoxicated, you think it's cute for you to go and sit by the swimming pool. Eh?
Oh my God.
And then when you go and sit by the swimming pool, you fall inside and you are alone there. Nobody to save you.
Oh.
Yeah. I can say most of the people, like one was suicide and then others were accidents, really.
Oh, how about the accident?
Ukore. That's why, ukore. That's why eventually even leisure center is not operational.
Oh, so let's learn the tactic of the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that because they don't, even when you go to China and say, for example, we were told that there are products that we can export. I think Namibia can export a lot of things, even the
asparagus,
anything.
Asparagus.
So now when we get there, your idea should also to be thinking about your people out behind here.
Yeah.
So let's now cooperate. Like, I love the model, business model that you are talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's so people can start developing, but our own, we.
Yes, have a sense of camaraderie and humanity towards our own people. If we look out for our own people, then nobody can touch us. We should be big brothers and big sisters to each other, really.
Exactly. And tomorrow I'll tell you my testimony.
Okay.
How we could do all those things. Mm. You understand?
Mm. May I want to hear about your experience there in Nigeria?
That one in Nigeria was very young. I'll tell you the one that on the at the battlefront when we just laid the green. And when I came here now,
That would be fantastic.
That one will inspire you also.
Okay.
Because it's a commune kind of the system that of Africans.
Yes, I like that.
It's not about individualism.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, mommy. God bless.
All right. God bless, Tate.
Good.
Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there are a few questions when we talk about social responsibility. We talk about a few things that our leaders have done in flawed. I feel like most of our leaders didn't think forward. Once upon a time, this country gave 100 Chinese citizens citizenship in this country. Was it 100? I'm speaking under correction, but I don't care, right? And that favor was not returned. Why wasn't it returned? Why can't we be Chinese citizens? But yet they can be Namibian citizens. And also when we talk about social responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about taking care of our society so that when we die, those that are behind us can inherit what we have left as a society, right? It is our due diligence. It is our need. It is our priority. It is our responsibility. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, Demetria.
Yes, that's a love of the nation. What's popping?
Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Tate. How are you doing?
I am all alive. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Very good.
Please tell me about your social responsibilities. What have you done for your society?
Social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I have different, but let me single out one.
Yeah.
My social responsibility, mostly I like to share idea with others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, can I go in?
Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My understanding about the social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Social responsibility, it is inclusive to each and everyone to take the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
From the bottom level to the top level.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when we are talking about the social responsibility,
mm-hmm.
let us not only keep on looking on others,
mm-hmm.
but also must the responsibility must also start with us.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what we are talking about. That's why we are singling out that there are different types of social responsibilities, right?
Yes,
our different types of social responsibilities are that of corporate. We have a corporate social responsibility. We have environmental social responsibilities. We have ethical. We have anthropology. We have economical.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I like to emphasize that people with the responsibility, everything will be learned accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the example. When we grow at our houses, if you have a responsibility, you cannot expect someone to remind you that clean the house is dirty. No one should remind you that go and try with this one and this one, or attempt with this one, so that you can make your own survivor, because you have already the responsibility. When you are given the nation or the group to be responsible for, no one should come and remind you that do not treat others like this, do not do like this, this is wrong, do not corrupt, do not do what, because you are already have the responsibility. That is some of the example of taking social responsibility. You know, some of the failure, where are they coming from? Some of our people who they used to spearhead some of the group or to lead some of the group, some of the leaders are better, but they will be looked bad because they are leading people without responsibility. Even if you have a wife, you have a girlfriend, you have a boyfriend, you have a husband, no one should come and remind you that do not treat him like this, do not treat her like this, do not do like this, because you have the responsibility. If we are the youth, and we have the responsibility, no one to come force you that do not abuse alcohol. No, because we have the responsibility. Those are all the social responsibility we are talking about. When we start by having the responsibility on our own, whenever we come go to a job, or you are given an office, or you are given a nation to lead, it will be under the responsibility of someone, because that person has already had the responsibility.
Yeah, that the love of the nation. We are going for an advertisement break in 3 seconds.
I don't have enough.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at it. We are dope and we are back at it. Right. So social responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen. Social responsibilities are responsibilities that we have to look at. These are things that we have to see. We have to acknowledge their presence and we have to acknowledge their existence. Ladies and gentlemen, social responsibilities are things such as when we define social responsibilities, we can talk about environmental responsibilities, we can talk about ethical responsibilities, we can talk about philanthropic mm-hmm. responsibilities, economic responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen. Now, philanthropy is defined as the desire to promote the welfare of others expressed, especially by the generous donations of money to good cause, for example. So if you are giving maybe $100 a month to Ongwelume Senior Secondary School Combined, right? For sanitary pads. And 10 of you guys are doing this. Those are social responsibilities that you can have as a human being in Ongwelume. Good evening. Hello.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, beloved. How are you doing? Is Johanna?
Goodness, Queen.
Hey.
Yeah.
Am I breaking your heart?
These days.
I'm going to wazizara.
Not easy to go through my dear.
Because I'm in demand again. You guys were thinking, because I'm in demand again, you guys were thinking that, we have 3 hours. We can call in whenever we want. Hey, he's our cousin. He's our cousin at Eagle FM.
Monday, I've been calling. I'm not going through. Sometimes I go through and the phone is not being picked.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm so sorry. I'm here now.
I hear you, my dear. I even miss you talking to you.
Ne? Kucha, I haven't spoken to my best friend. Which I haven't spoken to my best friend in a long time. All right, what is your social responsibility? What are you doing for your society and your community?
I did something, but maybe I did, but I don't really call it a social responsibility.
Mm.
But maybe in a way I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to... ndipo pia kwa kombinga ya vanenge nongwa hava dadu ne kushininga like hava vina shune ni
yeah
kasi ngeno moshino ngomu kasi na mutu mwalala pipika
no there's no reason for us to actually have them.
Yeah
we are too small of a population for us to live under poverty, my dear.
Small, like very small. We ngeni tomo uetano ista livinga ne totala vina sha, you know,
the gap is very big between Ludwigsdorp and Babylon. Very, very big.
Very big, my dear. But
7 houses in one plot. And 2 people that live there.
My dear.
And the 7s must go home every day. They can't stay there. Ha. Huh. Taxi money.
Taxi money, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I think our people are suffering, but there are people that are living well, living their life like to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people suffering
out
there, but they are not looking at them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, if I like a lot to offer, I can even build a house for someone.
Yeah, you and I both.
Yeah.
Mm. But let's start with little things that we can actually do, you know? When I feel like a lot of us are waiting to have millions so that we can give back to our society, but it doesn't even work like that, you understand?
The little that we have is also someone.
Like I'm talking about when it's time, shitankatea. You understand? Mm. Because I'm sure when you go back home, shitankatea. You understand? Mm-hmm. I want you to take ne all atadirimbali.
Yeah.
Du sira.
Mm.
Ne? And I want you to take it to the hostel, to the school with the hostel nearest to you.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Yeah. All ataradirimbali dija. Kucha du sira. Otoke the tita ngwemwene, then you just go and drop it there for their hostel.
No, they get my idea. Like now, those schools that, they don't have hostel, like at the exam day, they used to have
That overnight thing or that schooling at the school for the month while they study.
Yeah, unon how we ukaka yoko skola like but there's no hostel.
Yeah.
So amatu mamos ufila nungu dova kabungo shkundo.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think when we talk about social responsibilities, I would actually like you to also have a hand in it, especially if you look at Oshigandhi Shiny, you understand, and when yours is full and there's a little bit left, give it to somebody that needs. So it doesn't have to be the school that's nearest to you. It can be the next school after that one that actually has a hostel. Because now you know that these kids are eating every day, right? Just go to the hostel and then you say, listen, my name is Johanna. I am a member of this country, a member of this society, a member of this planet Earth, right? And I know that things are difficult and people are not the same. But I have... And here are orata the nidirimbari, tereke nimbob. Yeah, tereke nimbob. I cannot give you cooking oil. I cannot give you soup. I cannot give you a cow. I cannot give you a goat. But I can give you a hangu. Yes. Uh-huh. Oshiri, I can give you. And that's also after you have filled up yours. Yes, all I can afford, this is what I can give you. Sha oma kundegaeni, tokusa mokashona, you drop it off at the school.
It's cool.
Yeah. It doesn't, social responsibility doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that comes out of a shop. It's something that's going to cost you so much. It's going to kill your pocket. No. It's just $30 njono yo kutitha. $30 njono yo kutithija. And you give it. That's it.
Yeah, queen man.
Yeah.
I think we should start doing that.
Yeah. Thing. Imagine if 20 of you, ne, are doing that. Yes. Yes. And even yes. And even the time of ihend. You understand? To drop ihenda iri 5 or 6. Ta ninge tetera onguroni ne. And then unonatauli. Hatwa eninga ako mehongao.
Or at least we contributed ngashangamali.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. You go and say kucha okay. I want you go and talk to the principal of a school kucha etaraetu or munomboga. You can send maybe 5 of your grade 10 students, munomboga, yoko hostel. Opu. Firu firu.
No man.
Eno.
Seriously need to start that.
Yeah.
Okay, my lovely queen.
Hey, what, my beautiful? Bye.
I think today I will sleep nice.
You sleep nice, ne? You talk to your best friend. All right, my love. I love you.
I love you too, dear.
Hey, what?
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, but, you must now think about this time, man.
At least I'm pulling your heartstrings.
What is yesterday or Monday?
Hey.
I think... You know, I opened my radio at, I think it was 8.
My dear, and then you just heard me saying, I'm out.
Me, I'm going now. Only 30 minutes.
And then you just heard that the Kaluma afterwards.
About this time.
I'm telling you, and the worst part is that, the worst part is that it keeps changing every day. I'm just. All right, my love.
Okay, queen.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we are talking about social responsibilities, we're not talking about you breaking your back financially. We're not talking about you giving up a whole arm and a leg. We're talking about little things. Good evening.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Pops. Oi. Oh, I think we fell out of network with that one, but you guys can call back. When we are talking about social responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen, we are not talking about about giving an arm and a leg. We're talking about giving what you have with good spirit and with good faith. If you discover a spirit of giving, right, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Oi. We keep missing out on the callers. I think I'm going to press fast. Hello. Oi. My dear, na network, small money I get, Eagle FM, the matriarch na enjoyment. Eh? So when we are talking about social responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about if you guys have killed a cow and there is a school in your community, especially those that have hostels, ladies and gentlemen, give to the children, man. Give to the children. Let the children receive, you know, help in such a way that we somehow, guys, could even, all right, I'm not going to answer the phone anymore. I'm telling you because, woo, this day is bothering me. If we can teach, right, that instead of the grade 7 learners selling their school uniforms for money, if we can teach that the grade 7 learners, when you guys are going, right? We can help you in a way that maybe we can buy you a shirt for your grade 8 and then you leave your full school uniform for a child that needs it. You understand? Those are things that we have to create a sense of camaraderie around each other. Good evening.
Ma'am, I thought I was the only one that avoided me.
Woo, my dear, I was looking there. Law doesn't have math. Yeah, math. Psychology? No math. Anything in humanities, no math. Huh? I want to be that sort of thing. My dear, I'm telling you.
I never liked math.
Oh, and then I went through the whole prospectus. If I'm going to study political science, ne? Let me see what they are going to have. I don't want those nasty surprises later than in the third year you have meh things. No. Oh my. Me, I can pass accounting, but I cannot pass mathematics. Because I like money. Accounting is money. This meth, you're counting imaginary money, imaginary numbers. For what?
I was very good at physical science, name. People were like, how come we are good at physics, but then we're not good in math?
Kucha, I like to apply logic. I don't like these imaginary numbers. Imagine that this 10,000 is money. Ha. Huh. No. Let it have a dollar sign for me to imagine that it's money. I don't like this. Oh, why are you calculating 1,000 million times Trinity? No. To the power of 7.
For me, that there's anything that had to do with me, it's like I cut them.
Cut them. While it's early, cut them. Kucha, woo! Did you say mathematic? I'm not going to that whole school anymore. Nast. I'm like, woo! They have compulsory what? Woo! I can't. And they only have interlocks. I hate this. Ganda, how can win? The query in me will not allow me to go to a place with interlocks. Tuharanga, okavika shona, okangwena, then you know that you are at a real university, eh? Mm. Oh, these interlocks.
My friends were improving. They were like, I've got accepted at NASA, but I'm not going there.
Statistics are statistics are your NASA, ne? Aye. If you come out of NAS with a diploma or a degree, you are a thug. Hey, kucha na tukutire kucho enguya tazi hui. Bro. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, bye, my beloved. Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed on our conversation, right, we're talking about social responsibilities as a people, as a nation, as a country.
It's Sunday lunch, and Mama's cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bag. So that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poetry.
Good evening.
Yes, in short, the credit is not with me.
All okay? Right, I fully understand.
Mm-hmm. Let me conclude. Travesties and social responsibility. Mm-hmm. What way you want to matter of
introversion and extroversion.
Yes.
My theory of social responsibility is that we as a people need to, we need to give our country, wait a minute. Introversion. Please define that. Introversion and extroversion. Please define that.
Okay, let me try a bit, but if you hear kick.
During these times of uncertainty, Eagle FM has become the voice of the voiceless. We have shared stories of joy, pain, hardships, hopes, and national aspirations. We have questioned leaders and asked you to speak about your feelings. For Eagle FM to continue doing this and allow you to continue participating in nation building, we need your kind help. This is because democracy and good journalism don't come cheap. You can make your valuable contribution from 100 Namibian dollars, and it takes about a minute to do so. You can send an e-wallet, easy wallet, or blue wallet to 081-200-4144. Or you can also send an EFT or make a stop order to Eagle Media House, First National Bank, Fintech Branch, Branch Code 28072, Account Number 622-711-0043. You can use your email or contact number as reference.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga Eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.